News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
If you've a teenager in the car, then they know a lot more about AI in schools than you do. And teachers and students remain in AI limbo without proper guidelines on how the technology can be used in the Leaving Cert. Patrick Hickey is a teacher and an expert in AI. Patrick, good morning. Why is the department delaying the release of guidelines on the use of this new tech?
That's a very good question. The guidelines, like, we were promised these in early February, that we'd have them in the next few weeks. We're here a few months later and still no sign. But certainly they are kicking this can down the road, and unfortunately it's leaving teachers and students in a position of basically we don't know to what extent students can use AI in their project work, because there is a place at times, you know, but we do not know where that line is.
The reality is that students are using AI, whether teachers are aware of it or not. The point here is that teachers need the guidance. This isn't teachers delaying or obfuscating for the sake of it. They're genuinely at a loss here as to what they should do.
Correct. Like, don't get me wrong. Teachers, like, what we want, I think, is a pause on Leaving Cert reform. Like, certainly reform is due, but certainly a lot of subjects this September, particularly the sciences and business, they had the rollout of new subjects, where the project component is going to 40%. But, and of course, these projects are going to be done in fifth year. So teachers want to be on solid ground. Like, as I always say, teachers will not teach what they do not know. Mm. And it's impossible for them to approach the whole vast area of AI if they don't have guidelines and if they don't have mandatory training.
I also read that the State Examinations Commission are now looking at using AI to correct exams, which I think is a little bit bonkers. How do teachers feel about that?
Well, I can only speak for myself. I suppose I'm surprised that, look, the SEC are looking to the future, you know, in terms of how assessments will be assessed, when the main issue is here right now facing teachers who, like, we are in project deadline season, let's put it that way. A lot of projects are being signed off on now. More will be signed off on in Easter. But the SEC are more interested at the moment in finding out how assessments will be how AI will be used in terms of assessments and corrections in the future. It's now we need the guidelines. It's now okay. We need the help.
Patrick Hurley, teacher and expert in AI. Thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.